Welcome to Daily Prayer for Friday, April 17th, from the chapel at Ozark Presbyterian Church. As always, let's begin our time together in silence. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Like an eagle teaching its young to fly, spreading out its wings, catching them, the Lord alone guided Israel and kept him from falling. Praise the Lord. The Lord's name be praised. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Psalm 148. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. Praise him, you highest heavens, and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord. For he commanded, and they were created, and he established them for ever and ever. He gave a decree, and it shall not pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and mist, stormy wind fulfilling his word, mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, beasts and all livestock, creeping things and flying birds. Kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the earth, young men and maidens together, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His majesty is above earth and heaven. He has raised up a horn for his people, praise for all his saints, for the people of Israel who are near to him. Praise the Lord. Psalm 96. O sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Tell of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all the peoples. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the peoples are worthless idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the peoples, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in the splendor of holiness. Tremble before him all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns as king. Yes, the world is established. It shall never be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice. Let the sea roar, and all that fills it. Let the field exult, and everything in it. Then shall all the trees of the forest sing for joy before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness, and the peoples in his faithfulness. O our good Lord, who wills all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of your truth, show your power and excellent majesty to the whole world, that everyone may sing your praises, yes, and show forth your salvation, which you have promised to all those who dedicate themselves to your service, to the end that you may be praised by all your creatures, through the work of Jesus Christ, your Son. Amen. The Old Testament lesson is a reading from Daniel, chapter 12, verses 1 through 13. A messenger told Daniel, "At that time shall arise Michael, the great prince who has charge of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never has been seen since there was a nation, till that time. But at that time your people shall be delivered, everyone whose name shall be found written in the book. And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the sky above, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. But you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase." Then I, Daniel, looked, and behold, two others stood, one on this bank of the stream and one on that bank of the stream. And someone said to the man clothed in linen, who was above the waters of the stream, "How long shall it be till the end of these wonders?" And I heard the man clothed in linen, who was above the waters of the stream. He raised his right hand and his left hand toward the heaven, and swore by him who lives forever, that it would be for a time, times, and half a time, and that when the shattering of the power of the holy people comes to an end, all these things would be finished. I heard, but I did not understand. Then I said, "O my Lord, what shall be the outcome of these things?" He said, "Go your way, Daniel, for the words are shut up and sealed until the time of the end. Many shall purify themselves and make themselves white and be refined, but the wicked shall act wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but those who are wise shall understand. And from the time that the regular burnt offering is taken away and the abomination that makes desolate is set up, there shall be 1,290 days. Blessed is he who waits and arrives at the 1,335 days. But go your way till the end, and you shall rest, and shall stand in your allotted place at the end of the days. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The epistle lesson is a reading from Acts chapter 4, verses 1 through 12. And as Peter and John were speaking to the people, the priests and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, greatly annoyed because they were teaching the people and proclaiming in Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they arrested them and put them in custody until the next day, for it was already evening. But many of those who had heard the word believed, and the number of the men came to about 5,000. On the next day their rulers and elders and scribes gathered together in Jerusalem with Annas the high priest and Caiaphas and John and Alexander and all who were of the high priestly family. And when they had set them in the midst, they inquired, "By what power or by what name did you do this?" Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers of the people and elders, if we are being examined today concerning a good deed to a crippled man, by what means this man has been healed, let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man is standing before you well. This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders, which has become the cornerstone. And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The gospel lesson is a reading from John, chapter 16, verses 1 through 15. Jesus said, "I have said all these things to you to keep you from falling away. They will put you out of the synagogues. Indeed, the hour is coming when whoever kills you will think he is offering service to God. And they will do these things because they have not known the Father nor me. But I have said these things to you, that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told them to you. I did not say these things to you from the beginning because I was with you. But now I am going to him who sent me, and none of you asks me, 'Where are you going?' But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. Concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father, and you will see me no longer. Concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. Therefore I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you." The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Glory be to you, Lord Christ. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Christ is risen from the dead. By death he has trampled down death, and upon those in the tombs he has bestowed life. God of grace, you loved the world so much that you sent your only begotten Son to be the Savior of all who believe in him and of the whole world. Help us, your servants, to rejoice in your redeeming grace by doing justice and loving kindness and walking humbly in the way of our Lord Jesus Christ, our Mediator, the Redeemer of the world. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. O Lord, hear our prayer, and let our cry come to you. Let us pray. We praise you, O God, and we bless your holy name, for all you have given to us with the gift of life, making us in your own image, and granting us to share as children in your knowledge and your love, in your work and your joy. We thank you, Heavenly Father. For all good things in the world, for food and clothing, for home and friendship, for useful tasks and pure pleasures, we thank you, Heavenly Father. For all spiritual blessings, for your holy word, prayer, and the sacraments, for Christian fellowship, for the good example and blessed memory of your saints, for the secret influence of your Spirit, we thank you, Heavenly Father. And above all, we bless you for the redeeming life and death of your dear Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, from whom all these blessings flow. Heavenly Father, in you we live and move and have our being. We humbly pray that you will so guide and govern us by your Spirit that in all the cares and occupations of our life we may not forget you, but may remember that we are ever walking in your sight through Jesus Christ our Lord. Enable us, O God, to do all things as unto you, that small things may be filled with greatness, and great things may be crowned with humility. For Jesus' sake we pray. God of grace, let our concern for others reflect Christ's self-giving love, not only in our prayers, but also in our practice. Especially we pray for those subjected to tyranny and oppression. For those who have been physically or mentally or spiritually wounded and injured. For those who are facing death. For the Church of Jesus Christ in Latin America. Almighty God, you are a very present help in time of trouble. Do not let the heart of your people fail when tribulations, trials or temptations come, but rather sustain and comfort them until all these present troubles are past. Holy and mighty Lord, who turned back the angel of the plague from the dwellings of your people, we beseech you to hear our cry for those who are suffering and dying under this present pestilence. In your mercy, give understanding and sound judgment to those called to make decisions of public policy. Bless the means which are used to stay the spread of sickness. Strengthen those who labor to heal and comfort the afflicted. Support those who are in pain and distress. Speedily restore those who have been brought low. And unto all who are beyond healing in this life, grant your heavenly consolation and your saving grace through Jesus Christ our Lord. God of mercy, this midday moment of rest is your welcome gift. Bless the work we have begun, make good its defects, and let us finish in a way that pleases you. Grant this through Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all evermore. Amen.